Father, we humble ourselves in asking you to release your word so that your plan will unfold for every heart that's here. I ask this in Jesus' name. This afternoon I was just really resting in the Spirit and really asking the Lord, you know, what do you want? Because that's what I usually do. I just cry out, what do you want? Tell me what you want. And I heard 41. Now, you know, that's kind of a double-edged sword because I got my Bible on my desk and I got one of Doug's books on my desk. So I have no idea what he's talking about, but I know 41 is pretty easy. So the first thing that came into my head was Psalms 41. So I want you to go to Psalms 41 and kind of let you know that he's on the job. Okay? And Psalms 41 talks about a person who's having a hard time. And blessed is he, verse 1, who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me, in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander. Did you get that? Then he goes out and spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from that place where he lies. Even my closest friends, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me. And I stop there. I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you able to say, I know that you are pleased with me, Lord? Are you capable of responding that word back to God after he pours in his love and his mercy? Are you able to say, I know that, God, you are pleased with me? So I'm going to ask you to kind of say those words to yourself right now with your eyes closed. Take a deep breath. I want you to say it out loud. Well, I didn't hear you say it out loud yet, so let's try again. Take another deep breath. I want you to say it out loud. Ah. How many have got a weird feeling on the inside? Put your hand up. Look around the pit. Look around. Look at the hands. Look at the hands. This is so cool. You know why? Because you are usually upset with yourself. Yes?
Yes.
Why? That's bottom line. Why? How many have got some weird expectations of self? Let's admit it. If you've got weird expectations of yourself, then you've got to get rid of it. You've got to get the mind of Christ. If David can say, I know you are pleased with me, then you should be able to carry that because you are of a greater spirit. Amen? In the Old Testament, it says, through the Lord's words, that John the Baptist was the greatest of all of the men of the Old Covenant. And he also says that you are greater than John the Baptist.
Yep.
So you are greater than King David.
So if you're greater, you should be able to say without reverberation within you, I know that you are pleased with me. And get happy about it. So look at your neighbor. Eyeball that neighbor and say, get a clue. God is in love with you. You better start believing it. Because David knew that God was pleased with him. And now I'm declaring, God is pleased with me. Hallelujah. God is pleased with me. God loves me. That's good news, isn't it? You see, when you get a clue to believe what God says about you, your whole demeanor is going to change. Amen? Now, he says, for my enemy does not triumph over me.
That's right.
How can the enemy triumph over you unless you give him permission? So while you're upset with yourself and picking on yourself and criticizing yourself, guess who you are picking on? One of God's beautiful kids. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Not part-time. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Hear what he's saying. Hear what he is giving you a clue about yourself. He has given you a new understanding of who you are. And tomorrow, I would suggest that you get a few Post-its, and those of you who have a medicine cabinet in the bathroom, a refrigerator in the kitchen, maybe a back window that looks over the area where your sink is, and put a few notes out there and start declaring, I know that you are pleased with me, Lord. And you know what? You're going to shake that old dust out of your heart. And you're going to have a new demeanor about yourself. See, knowledge. Knowing is knowledge. I know that my Father loves me. I know that he is actually holding me up. I know that his angels are all around me. How can anything go wrong without his permission? How can anything bust open without him being aware? How can I come to him as a child and say, you know what? This daddy over here, his little girl, brought him a picture tonight. And boy, it blew him up. Okay? Why? Because that little girl comes to daddy and she's got all her expectations already met. She knows that daddy loves her. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm getting the clue. My Heavenly Father loves me. Just the way I am. Not the way I dictate to myself that I should be. Did you get it?
Yeah.
See, get out of that control room. Who died and made you Lord? The Holy Ghost is definitely on the job. He doesn't need you dictating to him how well and how perfect you should be already. Oh, I should have won this battle 2 years ago. Says who? I remember Paul wanting to get rid of a demon, calling a thorn in his side, and the Lord says, my grace is sufficient. So put up with a few weaknesses for a while.
Yeah.
And be glad that you have them so that he can form the heart of the Lord in you. So that you can be full of compassion for those who are going to come to you later. And you'll be able to minister to them because you'll understand where they've been. If you never had any pain, how could you minister to somebody for healing? I don't know how else to tell you. You're going to go through some stuff. And it's intended of God that you go through stuff. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Still, usually I hear just the opposite. Oh, if you only knew, Kim, where? Oh, my God. I mean, I lost this and I lost that and I haven't got this and I haven't got that. What about what you have got? What about the two hands that you can pour love out of? What about the heart that you can give out to others with prayer, intercession, love, compassion, mercy? All those things you can do. Doesn't cost a nickel. You can get on your knees before the Father and say, God, who am I supposed to pray for today? Who am I supposed to intercede for? What's my job for today? Right? Who can I pour some love in? You know? I had been out of work for 3 years. Because God arrested me. How many know God knows how to arrest you? He could put you in a spiritual jail where you can't move to the right or to the left. And I remember going down to North Carolina and being ministered to. And it was a wonderful place to restore. And I was there for several days. And I remember going to talk to a pastor and spending about an hour with this man. And giving him some of the scenario that was in my heart because I didn't know anything about what was going to happen. All I knew is I had been out of work for 3 years and it was getting very, very heavy. And I didn't like it. Okay? You see, all my values as a man had been, I can do this and I can do that. And now God was saying, you can't do anything. Okay? You're not supposed to do anything. You're in a what? An R&R space. Rest and restoration, please. Okay? Well, this wonderful man of God says to me, you know, did you ever try to really drive a Big Mac truck? I said, well, I never drove a real Big Mac, but I've driven some good-sized trucks. And he said, did you ever drive one without power steering? And immediately when my son was born, my youngest one, I used to drive for a lumber company in Three Rivers. And they had a good-sized truck, and it was old, and it didn't have power steering. And I remember when we would try to stack it up, you know, on the gravel, thank God it was gravel. We would take both hands in order to just turn that wheel just maybe sometimes, you know, 6-7 inches. He said, how did you like doing that? I didn't like it at all. He says, you're stalled. He said, those wheels got to start going. He says, what happened when the truck was going about 30 miles an hour? How much power did it take to turn the wheel then? Could you do it with one finger? Yeah, with a little stretch. Yeah, if I could. He said, get the wheels going. Get the wheels going. Do something! I was stalled. I was dying on the tracks, if you wish. I was on the right track, but I was stalled. And this man of God says, get those wheels going. Start doing something for others. And God will heal you. Okay? Less than a year later, the ministry started at Grace Church. And I began to pray for others and give out and give out and give out and give out. And the more I gave out, the better I got. Do you hear what I'm trying to tell you? Mm-hmm. Give out what you got. Yeah. Don't wait to have more. Give out what you got. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. I want you to fold your Bible fold. I want you to stand up. And I want you to eyeball somebody. So get a pair of hands and hold them and look them in the eye. See, when two are in agreement, God will come on the job. Come on, buddy.
stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, I am declaring.
I am declaring.
Out of my heart tonight.
Out of my heart.
I know that God is pleased with me.
God is pleased with me.
And my enemy will not triumph over me. I'm letting you know now. He's beneath my feet. He's defeated. He has no power. And I am full of energy. Full of love.
Full of compassion.
Full of mercy.
So
watch out, world.
Here I come.